It's the Kix Morning Crew with Sean and Dave, speaking on the phone with Christine Stinson, Executive Director of the Wayne County Health Department. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
It's been a while since we've talked. We're doing pretty well. How are you?
Doing really well. It has been a while.
A lot has changed.
A lot has changed. Most importantly, the health department has kind of started the demobilization of our mass vaccination site. And so now everything has moved out of the former Elder Bierman building and back into the health department building. So now for testing or for your vaccinations, you'll come to the health department, and that's located at 100 South 5th.
Now, as far as still kind of living with the pandemic and being around other people, now a lot of mask mandates have been lifted. Do you still recommend masks for some of the population?
We do. Indiana has not adopted the CDC where if you're fully vaccinated, you can go without a mask. They're still recommending that we all continue to wear our mask, especially indoors, especially in an indoor crowded space, that everyone should be wearing their mask. Our numbers are really looking good. Our positivity rate has stayed consistently below 5%. We've been in the blue advisory level in Wayne County for several weeks. So things are looking really good, and I do expect that you'll see Indiana going more toward that CDC's recommendation. It's just not yet. So we do continue to ask people to wear their masks, especially in an indoor space. The good thing is, wow, what a great weather we're having right now.
Absolutely. And aside from the mask mandate, aside from wearing masks as a best practice, there are a lot of other best practices that we can take from the pandemic just going forward that probably aren't a bad idea to keep instituting just as general practices.
Yes. Washing the hands often. That is good for a host of things, including COVID-19. You know, keeping your space, staying home when you're sick.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not feeling well, go ahead and stay home, regardless of whether it's COVID or not. If you don't feel well, stay home.
So how are you feeling as far as whether new COVID case numbers and the vaccination numbers? Are these going in the direction you'd like to see, or would you still like to have those numbers as far as vaccinations, those numbers bumped up some?
We would love to see a higher vaccination rate in Wayne County. Right now, we're sitting at about a 38% of eligible people have taken the vaccine. And that's down from a couple of weeks ago. It went down. We were at 40% 2 weeks ago. Then they added the 12 and ups to that, and it brought us down a little bit. So we still need to get to about 70 to 80% of the population that's eligible to take the vaccine to take the vaccine. The health department offers shots every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. We take walk-ins all the way up to 3:30. We have all three of the vaccines. So when you come in, you can choose, I want Johnson & Johnson, which has the single shot, one and done. You can choose Moderna if you're over 18, or if you're between 12 and 17 years old, you'll get the Pfizer vaccine. So you can come to the health department. Like I said, we take walk-ins, or you can make an appointment, of course, by going to rshot.in.gov.
Are you seeing a lot of the youth coming in to get vaccinated?
We are. We are starting to see a lot of those come in. We're also working with the schools to bring our mobile immunization unit to every school district and hold an event at the school districts where you'll see your school staff and parents work in those events where we're going to come to the schools and do the vaccines there. But it will be Pfizer. When we go to those events, we will only take Pfizer to those events. And those are for people. Pfizer, the only one you'll be offered if you're between 12 and 17 is Pfizer.
Okay. Certainly a lot of encouraging developments since the last time you spoke with us, and we expect that to continue. We always feel smarter after we talk to you, so we can't thank you enough for taking the time to speak with us. Christine Stinson, Executive Director of the Wayne County Health Department, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.